Hello and welcome back. This is Fantastic, the Gorgeous, the Long Hair, the Fro-Stash, the Jim Kent himself, back here at the Axiom. That's right. I already gave a little bit of info at the Axiom in the other segment, but now here I am with the Fantastic Josiah James. He'll be, will you be leading off the show tonight? I actually don't know the order for that section.
I actually don't either.
Oh, well, cool. Well, we'll find that out later on, and I'll tell the lovely people out there because you know I care about you in some small, amazing way. That being the case, why are you here? What's this tour all about? I want to know why you're at the Axiom right now.
We're actually, me and Liebeck are on the More to This Life tour. It's a it's kind of a dual headlining tour. We've done a bunch of tours in the past, and I wanted to do a tour to promote my CD, All Forgotten Things, I released about a year ago, and the single from the record is actually called More to This Life, and that's what the tour is based off of. So we're just going from California to Nevada, Arizona, New Mexico, Texas, Louisiana, and then in Nashville, and then Liebeck will fly home, and I'll be touring from Michigan back home after that.
Dang, that's impressive. That's quite a journey. I mean, do you guys book these yourselves, or do you have an agent that you go through, or how does that process work? You know, someone who wants out there wants to go, you know, eventually become a big singer. What's the process? How do they get involved in getting on to a tour?
Well, for about, I'd say, I've been touring about 6 years. About 4.5 of that, I did it all myself, just booking my own tours. Reaching out to other bands and either touring with them or just doing solo tours by myself. It wasn't until about a year and a half to 2 years ago, I got my own booking agency that's booking for me now. And so they do a lot of my own booking, but I still do some stuff on the side. And that's kind of what we've been doing for this tour as well.
Sick. All right. No, that makes sense. I've had to deal with a couple of booking agents myself. Great, interesting. Honestly, takes out half the work of just being stressed about trying to book the next show, which is huge, monumental, awesome. So, is there any particular song you want us to actually play up next in the segment? Something that you want to give these people here? You know, if I was to say the song, what would you want to be heard play?
That would probably be More to This Life, which is the song that we based this tour about. It's just a song, probably one of my happiest songs ever written.
Sweet. Okay, then that's what we'll do. We'll find More Than Life, and we'll pop that up there. I do have one small request. Here on, the name of this program is The Great Station on KROV 91.1, Oroville's community radio, from the mountaintops high up above to the Feather River down below. And, of course, we have a segment called Impersonating Creed, where each band comes in. We've had some ridiculously good impressions, and we've also had some terrible, just loathful impressions of Creed. And we want to hear your rendition of Creed.
Can you take me higher? That's what I got.
Not bad. That's probably like a 5 on the scale of like 1-6.
Yes.
Which is good. Sick.
I don't think I grunted enough though.
You probably didn't do the hurray and all the. He's got to get ready for a show. I'm going to go grab Liebecker here in just a moment. But that was Josiah James. Anything last to say to the people out there?
I love you guys.
He loves you. Isn't that sweet? Well, I'll be back with you. This is Jim Kent with Josiah James. We're going to listen to more to This Life? More to This Life right here on The Great Station.
I'm captivated by your
Welcome to the Axiom. This is the fantastic, the gorgeous, the long-haired, not quite as long-haired as it should be, the Jim Kent, the man with the mustache and the fro-stache. That's right here at the Axiom. I'm broadcasting from the show that's going on here starting, I guess, at 6:30 tonight, quote-unquote. We'll see how it all goes. Now, I guess I should mention, the Axiom is a nonprofit youth center located in downtown Orville. Their mission is to build platforms for success for students to realize and utilize their untapped potential. Visit their website, theaxiom.org, for more information. But right now I'm here with the fantastic Todd Williams. He's going to be the first act in our show tonight. He will be playing the piano, correct?
Yes, sir, I will be.
That's fantastic. How long have you been playing said piano?
About 6 years.
6 years, that's pretty impressive. I don't know what to say to that. What in fact got you? Let's skip away from the normal sense of conversation. What are you playing tonight, and what did you play, quote unquote, tonight? Because they're going to be hearing this after the show.
Okay, I played a song by Matt Redman that's called Undignified. I played a song by Relient K called Softer to Me. I played an original. It's called Who You Are. And I finished it off with a country song and a song called Fix You, which is by Coldplay.
Sick. I like it. I sort of kind of can't wait to hear it. But some of you might get to hear some of that tonight. We're going to try to get the audience involved in the recording process as well. I absolutely love it. Oh, and guess who shows up but the fantastic Lucas with a K? L-Wack. He's putting out his new demo CD today. Worked on it till 4:30 in the ridiculous morning. How do you feel about that?
I feel pretty good about it, actually. I decided to call it Spelling is Key, since growing up, no one ever spelled my name right, which is actually where the name Lucas with a K comes from, because I would actually always have to repeat that phrase at least 3 times a week to my teachers or whoever I was asked, like you spelled my name wrong. They're like, how do you spell it? And I was like, Lucas with a K. And so that's how that started. And actually, I never thought about it till I had a friend, her name's Amanda, she was like, spell with a K? Wow. And so she always, when she would write to me or I talked to her, she'd always call me and be like, what's up, Lucas with a K? And so I was like, that's sick. I'm going to use that.
And so ever since then, you have been Lucas with a K, dubbed as your performance name, or L-Wack L-Weezy, Mr. L-W-A-K.
L-Wack is my favorite one to say by far because it makes me sound gangster.
That's right. L-Wack. So we're super excited to hear your song set. Will your demo be made available online?
I don't know how to do that. As soon as I find out, I will, and mostly make like a Bandcamp, because Bandcamp's the way to go.
Awesome. No, I definitely have to agree. Bandcamp, for those of you who don't know, provides more revenue for the artist per song sale. So really helpful to the artist in general. In the future. So we're now going to have to skip off here. We're going to take a small break, play a song. Tyler's probably sitting in the studio as usual, being his gorgeous self. And I want to be here doing amazing things. We're going to have Josiah James and Liebecker on the microphone here shortly. So I hope you guys have a fantastic day. I'll meet up with you right after these songs.